true love's voice. I answered but didn't look to see. I thought I heard my true love's voice, though I know that could never be. If she...
The last time I saw Jim Lauderdale, he was in WMIC's Green Space performing before audience members alongside Elvis Costello. But this time he's here to play from his own album, Reason and Rhyme, which was just released on Sugar Hill Records. It marks a return to bluegrass for the versatile two-time Grammy-winning singer-songwriter. I'm very pleased that he could come back to WMIC and perform for us today. He's sitting across from me, but if you'd like to see him, he's going to be performing tonight as well at the Living Room. That's at 9 o'clock.
Yes, that's right.
You've written a lot in a lot of different styles, from honky-tonk and blues to folk and country. What made you choose to return to bluegrass this time?
Well, I had always, when I started out when I was a teenager, I wanted to begin with making bluegrass records and then kind of go through country and then blues and rock and soul and keep going on and just kind of mixing things up, but it didn't work out like that. I didn't get a record deal for years later, and it turned out to be a country deal. And
were you working mostly as a sideman? Because the last time I saw you, you were with Elvis Costello as a sideman.
I was not doing... I was doing some of that back in the late 80s. I started singing with Lucinda Williams, mm-hmm. Then I toured with her when she did the Car Wheels on a Gravel Road record and was singing on that record and some different ones. But the Elvis thing didn't come up till about 3 years ago, and he's always been one of my favorites, so that was a thrill.
But can't bluegrass be a confining genre?
It can be, and actually when my first bluegrass record that I finally got to release was back in about 98, and it was with one of my heroes named Ralph Stanley, mm-hmm. and his band, the Clinch Mountain Boys.
He's been here. And Ralph, great thrill for me.
Oh, yeah, and he's still going strong. He's 84 years old, and he still tours a lot and still making records. And when I was going to do the first record with Ralph, I contacted one of my favorite writers in the world, got a hold of him through a friend of mine named Robert Hunter. And, of course, Robert was the primary lyricist for the Grateful Dead, and he and Jerry Garcia mostly wrote the bulk of their catalog. And I was influenced by them a lot as a teenager, especially Working Man's Dead and American Beauty. So with this record, Robert and I wrote a couple of songs for that first record with Ralph Stanley. Then he came to Nashville, where I was living, for a couple months, and we wrote about 34 songs. And I made a record out of that called Headed for the Hills, about 13 of those songs. And then last year I put out an electric record called Patchwork River that we wrote. And then so this record is one that Robert and I wrote all together. So I wanted it when I got off tour with Elvis last summer from Europe. I was just chomping at the bit to do something, and so I contacted Robert, and we wrote this record.
And does this mean that Ben and Jerry's going to name an ice cream after you, too?
Well, either that or a frozen yogurt.
What are you going to play for us first?
This one is off the record, and it's called Tiger and the Monkey.
And written by you and Robert.
Yes.
Tiger and the monkey went to war. The monkey rode in on a Labrador. Tiger came on roller skates, did some fancy figure eights, juggling a dozen plates or more. Strutting cocky to the nth degree, the monkey brought his field artillery. Look at what the tiger bought, some antebellum cannon shot engraved with Louisiana filigree. Around and round and round again we go, around and round and round again, you know. You're sweet as a buttercup with the gold side up, don't ever think of leaving till you go. Blackbird sitting on a daisy chain says maybe you should come out of the rain. Why don't you just postpone your war? Clothe your hungry, feed your poor before you raise your sword up once again. Round and round again we go. Round and round again, you know. You're sweet as a buttercup with the gold side up. Don't ever think of leaving till you go. Well, now I've told you everything I know, but that never shut me up before. Been dealing down the line, crooked decks and loaded dice. How far do you think your luck may go? Come on, kiss me quick, oh Molly D. One for you, another one for me. We'll make love upon the fence, barring fatal accidents, showing how one and one can still make three. You're sweet as a buttercup with the gold side up. Don't ever think of leaving till you go.
Jim Lauderdale singing one of the tracks from his new CD called Reason and Rhyme. He's a two-time Grammy winner. He's also received Artist of the Year and Song of the Year awards from the Americana Music Association. And you've been called an American Roots Music Hero. Well, I'm not going to get into that whole hero business.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you think of yourself as an American Roots musician?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, but those lyrics are definitely not American Roots. Those are very sophisticated lyrics. And you, as we pointed out, you have collaborated quite a bit with Robert Hunter. In fact, more than he's done more with you than anybody else, even though he's worked with, Dylan, and he's worked with Los Lobos and the Grateful Dead. Does he write differently for you than he wrote for other people?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes we sit down together and the songs just kind of come out right then and there, or sometimes he'll send me a lyric, or sometimes I'll send him a melody. Now, the instance with Tiger and the Monkey, and this to me just shows his brilliance, is, you know, I sent him that melody of me just singing what the vocal line would be, and then he comes up with that. Mm-hmm. And I sent him a song also that's on the record, and just sent him this melody, and I thought, you know, this sounds like kind of like a Jimmy Rogers type song, and he came up with something called Jack Dempsey's Crown. Mm-hmm. Which is you know, these things, and it's about a guy who had defeated Jack Dempsey. And then,
so it's from Jimmy Rogers' time frame.
Yes. And then he owns a bar. And then it's like, hey, lock up when you're done. I'm the man who won Jack Dempsey's crown. You know, he's this down and out guy. And it's just, he's just, I think, one of the best lyricists ever.
But you've written a lot of songs where you've written the lyrics as
yes,
well. And they have been recorded by George Strait, Leanne Womack, Patti Loveless, George Jones, the Dixie Chicks, Vince Gill, Dave Edmonds, even Solomon Burke, the soul singer, did one of your songs. So you must be very comfortable doing the lyrics yourself.
I am, and I enjoy doing that a lot. It's a challenge to write alone, especially after writing with Robert Hunter, and I've gotten to write a couple with Elvis Costello, and you know, I think they're just so great, and so it's. It gives me a lot to aspire to after writing with those guys.
Well, how did other people start recording your songs?
I had, when I was mentioned, I wanted to start out with bluegrass, and then I finally got this record deal, and it was out of on Epic Records out of Nashville, and I was real pleased because George Jones was on that label. And it was produced, I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and it was produced by Pete Anderson, who had started a big movement with Dwight Yoakam, producing right. him kind of a traditionalist movement. And that's, for country music, that's what I like. I'm kind of in the George Jones, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard world, and not so much the pop country world. But anyway, the record label, it was a little too Bakersfield country sounding for them, and they didn't put it out. But at the same time, I got a publishing deal with a small company there in Nashville, and I did another record with John Leventhal, who lives here in New York, and Rodney Crowell co-producing it, and it was called Planet of Love, and it was coming out on Reprise Records. And there again, some stuff happened, and the record came out with little or no fanfare, but people started recording the songs off of that record, and it's something I had never really planned, and then that just kept happening.
And is it weird to hear somebody else find an interpretation of a song that didn't occur to you when you wrote it?
Well, every once in a while I'll hear something on the radio, and I'll think, that song sounds so familiar, and then I'll hear it. But it's very gratifying and touching to hear someone else do your songs.
So what else are you going to sing for us?
Well, this one is another one I wrote with Robert Hunter, and it's off of that first record. It's an acoustic record called Headed for the Hills, and Melissa from here at the show wanted to hear this one, and this one's called Trash Can Tomcat.
Call me Trash Can Tomcat, I'm as lonesome as a song. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, and you will never call me wrong. I will meet you in the starlight when the dusty day is through. Wiggle through the door to midnight, I'll be waiting there for you. Baby, set aside some downtime. Baby, shake off your chains. Baby, if you've got the incline, I will ease you of your pain. Even madness has its seasons. Well, you know it's difficult. Never ask to know the reasons when you can judge by the results. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, I'm as lonesome as a song. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, and you will never call me wrong. Here among the bones and fish tails, beneath the Mississippi moon, I'll speak a love that never fails. I will even sing the tune. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, I'm as lonesome as a song. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, lonely as the day is long. I will leave you in the morning when my alley run is through. Disappear without a warning, but I will never leave you blue. I will search among the tatters and the scraps of people's dreams. Sift the ash for all that matters, trying to tell you what it means. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, I'm as lonesome as a song. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, lonely as the day is long. Call me Trash Can Tomcat, lonely as the day is long.
Jim Lauderdale singing Trash Can Tomcat, one of the songs he has written with Robert Hunter. Where did you grow up?
In North Carolina and South Carolina.
Was this the kind of music you were listening to? Because I assume everybody who grew up after a certain time was just listening to rock and roll.
Well, that was the predominant music, especially on the radio. When I grew up, the Beatles were just coming out, and you know, so that was that. There was that great period where there was them, the Stones, and that, you know, with James Brown, Otis Redding, you know,
all influences.
Yes, because
it doesn't sound it right now. You have, as we mentioned, also performed with Elvis Costello and Ralph Stanley, which is a big stretch, but also Willie Nelson, Hot Tuna, Charlie Musselwhite. So you've been all over the place. All those guys influence you on some level.
Yes, they have.
Well, are you going to be tonight at the Living Room? That's on Ludlow Street, 9 o'clock. And for ticket information about that, listeners can go to our show page at WNYC.org. Jim Lauderdale's latest CD is called Reason and Rhyme. It's on Sugar Hill Records. Thank you so much for being with us,
Leonard,
again.
Thank you.
Knowing we were secretive, winking, blinking, and immolating, our rules to live and let live.